So good to see all you guys. Thank you. Oh, you guys are my family. You guys are mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters. And I just want you all to know that. And it means so much to me. And there's no place I would rather be that brings me more joy than being here with my family in Christ Jesus. And I just want to continue quickly on one thing that I feel like the Lord has been speaking to me about. In John chapter 7, 37. Now, at this time, it was the time of the year where the earth was very, very dry. And these people in this time really depended on God for rain and their harvests and all this type of stuff. So at this time, there was this festival. And on the last, on from John chapter 7, verse 37. On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said, I like this part, in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty," now everybody there was thirsty because it was like a dry time of year and they were just hoping for rains. "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scriptures has said, rivers of living water will flow within them." Amen to that. And I just want to extend a little bit more on that. I believe that us as this united family in Christ Jesus are that river of flowing water. And I believe that the Lord has been pruning. And what happens when things get pruned, they flourish and flower and grow even more. So I feel like there's been a great pruning happening. But as a result of that pruning, the flower is just blooming, and there's just going to be a growth. And the numbers in here today are just a example of that. So I just want you guys to be encouraged that we are that living water that the world so much thirsts for. And they're so dry and thirsty without that living water that comes from Jesus Christ alone. Amen?
Thanks, Jolly. Come, beautiful Loris.
I have a word in tongues from the Lord, and I do not know whether he'll give me the interpretation, but he may give it to someone else. Yamanisha laya malana manisi saloro manaka yamanato. Shila manasu salara salara manesikato yelanununa haya nakanisi maya ushmayala nasina unana haya usmilana mashima toranisakano mayano mayano mashilana kosiato. Thank you, Lord.
And spend time with me, for I have the words that you are to speak, because everyone is different. So come to me, and I will give you the boldness to speak to those people. Not only will their lives be changed, but you will be refreshed and refilled, says the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Woohoo. Come on, Elizabeth.
I believe the Lord would want you to hear what he has to say. And he says, "Am I not the creator of all things? Am I not the one that parted the Red Sea, the giant killer, calmed the storm, closed the mouths of lions, delivered my chosen from the fire? He is our deliverer, protector, restorer. He is our God, and he is great, and he is faithful. And he wants you to raise your expectation on him. He wants you to lift your faith, lift your eyes to him, and lift your lives to him in Jesus' name. Amen."
Thank you, Elizabeth. He's girly, right? Of course you are, dear. Mate, you're flourishing, aren't you, these last few weeks? You're just... You're a treasure.
Thank you.
Right there. Right there. There you go. Do you want them now?
No, I'll get you to hold it. Stay on if you testimony. As you all you know, I went through a bit of a hard time. And just recently, I have been getting close to the Lord. And Julie gave me a book to read, and it was on hell. And I'll tell you something, if you don't really walk closely to the Lord, hell is a rotten place to go. And you can have the victory and know who you are in Jesus because he loves you.
Amen. Thank you, dear. Woohoo! I reckon that's worth a shout in this house. He has given us the victory. It's so cool. So, so good. So is anyone else? Hello, Eileen.
While we were singing that song, just made me think, which comes to me quite often, that even though this world rejects him, everything seems to be going so terribly against anything to do with Christians, one day every knee shall bow. Yeah,
right. And then the next line of that is, every knee shall bow. But still the greatest gift remains for those who choose you now. And I encourage you is take hold of those words today, all right, that choose him today. Choose the life that he has, life abundant for us. That's his promise. Jolie, that scripture that Jolie brought is I'll be expanding on that a little bit next week. So I know the Holy Spirit's working. But on, just a little bit further down from that, it says, and Jesus spoke to those at this point who didn't know the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit hadn't yet come. All right, so Jesus was spoke in a loud voice about something that was to come and the Holy Spirit that would follow for us, each and every one of us in this place. You're not in it alone. Jesus stands with you. He made a way and he also sent the Holy Spirit to help us in everything that we do. So, Lord, we just want to praise you.